Haiti is the poorest nation in the Americas. Most of the population survives on less than $2 a day. And the massive earthquake that devastated Haiti 4 years ago has left three-quarters of the adults there unemployed, all of which makes it seem like an unlikely place to find high-tech manufacturing. But that's exactly what reporter Peter Granitz discovered in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
Sonapi is a major industrial park near the Port-au-Prince airport. Dozens of metal-roofed buildings sit on some of the nicest paved roads in the city, and there's an order to the traffic unknown in the rest of town. Inside these buildings are garment factories, people sewing t-shirts for foreign companies. The din of generators hangs over the entire park. But walk into Building 47 and the noise vanishes. This is the Sertab Assembly Facility. Air-conditioned, humidity-controlled, and quiet. A bright white wall and chic logo greet you as you walk in. A bit of Silicon Valley in Port-au-Prince.
Last month we did 2,500. This month we're going to, as soon as we get components, we're now going to a run rate of about 3,000, 3,500. So we're gradually ramping up.
Belgian-born and Kenyan-raised, Martin Boot is Sertab's CEO. Before the tablet business, he headed up the country's largest mobile company, Digicel. He says the combination of a booming population and the country's decent 3G network make Haiti a prime market.
It wouldn't make sense in the smaller Caribbean islands where your local market is not that big and where your diaspora is not that big either. Because one of our key next sort of growth factors is that we will start exporting from Haiti. Fulfillment will be done from Haiti, directly from Haiti on individual sales to the diaspora, because a lot of demand has come from there because people want to show that, listen, Haiti can also do this.
Boot says Sertab will not make a dent in the global tablet market. He's honing in on the developing world. One of his first orders was for 600 tablets for a Kenyan law school. About 90% of sales have been in Haiti thus far. Smartphones do exist in Haiti, but you're much more likely to see a stripped-down mobile unit on the street. And tablets exist here too, though they're prohibitively expensive. Sertab's products run on Android, so you can buy apps from Google Play. The three units run the gamut. There's a low-level Wi-Fi model that retails for about $85. A step above is a 3G version that Boot likens to an iPad mini in both look and function. That retails for about $150, and it's been the best seller. At the top of the chain is its 3G model with an HD screen. The initial investment in the company was bolstered by a $200,000 grant from the U.S. government. The Haitian government gave the company a 5-year reprieve from duty taxes. Despite the sweeteners, Boot says operating in Haiti still has its setbacks, like slowdowns at the port. The company imports its components from Asia.
There can be times when it just gets stuck for 3-4 days because the system goes down or a person isn't there to sign a document.
Haiti once had a thriving assembly sector, says economist Kestner Farrell. In fact, Haitians sewed official MLB baseballs for Rawlings, but the company pulled out because of political instability. Farrell warns Sertab will not create a tech boom, but he's excited about diversifying exports beyond garments.
We're having like $800 million of exports, the whole thing. And we're importing for more than $3 billion.
Farrell says Haiti needs more jobs like the ones at Sertab to create a middle class. With weekly competitive bonuses, the company pays between $10 and $15 a day. That's 2 to 3 times the minimum wage. Back in the cool, quiet assembly room, women are at various stages in the process. There are no assembly lines. Each person is responsible for the assembly from start to finish. They wear white nylon jumpsuits over their clothes to prevent dust from getting into the air. St. Charles Marty is using what looks like a Dremel tool to heat and remove a cracked screen. She hadn't even heard of a tablet before she heard about the company, and now she owns one, purchased with an employee discount. In a way, she's become an ad hoc sales associate, answering all the questions of curious friends.
They ask me about the tablet, what it is, and where I got it. I tell them where I'm working, and they say they'd like to have one too.
Online orders are now being fulfilled in Haiti. CEO Boot says his long-term goal is a 50-50 split between exports and local sales. For NPR News, I'm Peter Granitz in Port-au-Prince.